The History Television Channel and the National Geographic Channel offer programs with theories about aliens from outer space. Information regarding the secret Area 51 military base in southern Nevada focuses on numerous reports of UFOs or unidentified flying objects. Many have been explained by sightings of weather balloons or other natural phenomenon. But there is one undeniable invader from outer space who will powerfully transform planet Earth. False prophecies claim this will be the Antichrist. But in reality, this coming king will conquer all nations and institute the awesome kingdom of God on Earth. This will be the greatest event in all history. On today's program, we'll outline the prophesied events leading up to the historic event, and we'll be offering you an amazing free study guide revealing specific Bible prophecies. It's titled 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. There's no cost or obligation. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse in your Bible, announces this future historic event, Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Yes, the powerful King of Kings and Lord of Lords will institute world peace. But the nations and the military powers will fight against this invader from outer space. It tells us in Revelation 11, verse 18, the nations were angry when this dramatic announcement is made. They will set in motion what is often called the Battle of Armageddon. Who will win that war? My friends, you need to know the amazing prophecies coming in your lifetime. And you could be thankful that the conquering king is coming soon. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World know that we look forward to the prophesied time of world peace for all nations. But they also know the reality of world history and world wars. Popular movies reflect the expectation that we will soon experience the end of the world by nuclear war, natural disasters, and other means. You have probably seen movies such as Armageddon, Deep Impact, and The Day After Tomorrow. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists has set the doomsday clock at 90 seconds before midnight. They stated on January 23, 2024, ominous trends continue to point the world toward global catastrophe. The war in Ukraine and the widespread and growing reliance on nuclear weapons increase the risk of nuclear escalation. China, Russia, and the United States are all spending huge sums to expand or modernize their nuclear arsenals, adding to the ever-present danger of nuclear war through mistake or miscalculation. End of quote. The Sentinel newspapers gave this chilling summary, quote, "The doomsday clock of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists was kept at 90 seconds to midnight this week, the closest to midnight that the clock has been set since it was created in 1947. Midnight is defined by the bulletin as nuclear annihilation." Bible prophecy also affirms the prospect of global catastrophe. Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Do you understand and accept the reality of potential cosmicide, including the prospect of nuclear annihilation? Who will save us from total extinction? Just look down the page to verse 29 in Matthew, the 24th chapter. Your Bible may have the heading titled, "The Coming of the Son of Man." Yes, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come to save the world, Matthew 24, verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Yes, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to this earth with power and great glory, as we just read. His return is signaled by a great sound of a trumpet. That will be the last trumpet, also signaling the resurrection of the saints, genuine Christians, mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. So what sequence of prophetic events do you need to watch for? Let's understand. There are three prophetic milestones leading up to Christ's return. They are 1, the Great Tribulation, 2, the heavenly signs, and 3, the Day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the Day of the Lord. Isaiah 34, verse 8, and Isaiah 63, verse 4, show that the Day of the Lord in end-time prophecy, the time preceding the second coming, is a period of 1 year. You might want to write down those references, Isaiah 34, verse 8, and Isaiah 63, verse 4. The book of Revelation describes these events symbolically in the form of seals and trumpets. The first 5 seals of Revelation, outlined in chapter 6, include the Great Tribulation Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24. The 6th seal is the heavenly signs. The whole world will be put on notice when this event occurs. Let's read that in Revelation 6 and verse 12. I looked when he opened the 6th seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up. Listen to this. And every mountain and island was moved out of its place. The March 2024 Astronomy Magazine features this cover headline, Cosmic Catastrophes, How the Universe Threatens Life on Earth. Page 18, quote, the universe is a terrifying place filled with existential threats. Earth may seem quite solid beneath our feet, but the continued existence of the thin layers of rock, water, and air that sustain us is in no way guaranteed. Errant asteroids, soaring superflares, and exploding supernovae are just a few of the calamities that might befall our fragile world. In the short term, we may be able to manage or mitigate some of these threats. Asteroids can be diverted and power grids hardened. But other apocalypses are inevitable as the solar system ages. A runaway moon, Earth's collapsing magnetosphere, the sun's flagging heart. Each one represents a countdown to a different apocalypse, with some more imminent than others. Such heavenly signs, or cosmic disturbances as they are called, will introduce the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is the coming time of God's wrath and judgment on an unthankful, rebellious world. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, will be wrathful. He'll execute God's righteous judgments. The Day of the Lord here in Revelation 6, verse 17, is called the Great Day of His Wrath. The Day of the Lord will bring God's judgments on the nations. The Day of the Lord climaxes with the 7th trumpet announcement in Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the 7th angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. That announcement, my friends, introduces the greatest event in all history. What follows that announcement? What prophetic signs should you be watching for? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this vital free booklet titled 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. The study guide will give you the biblical signs and trends leading up to the second coming. Listen to these signs. A crisis strikes Jerusalem. The abomination of desolation. Heavenly signs of the Day of the Lord. This informative free booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, will help you in your study of the Bible and Bible prophecy. You need to know your future. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Just ask for the booklet on 14 Signs. You can also order this free study guide on our website at twtv.org/signs, or you could write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, Call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/signs. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/signs.
In the first part of our program, we saw the sobering dangers the world faces, including nuclear war and destruction from asteroids. We also saw the major prophetic milestones you should be watching for. 1, the Great Tribulation. 2, the heavenly signs. And 3, the Day of the Lord. The year-long Day of the Lord consists of 7 prophetic events that will lead to Armageddon and World War III. What will happen when the 7th trumpet sounds? The Apostle Paul calls the 7th trumpet the last trumpet. Turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 15. Not only does God tell the world that it is finally under his direct jurisdiction, but the great resurrection of genuine Christians takes place at the 7th trumpet. If you want to call it a rapture, this is the true resurrection event we all look forward to after the great tribulation and the day of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. When? At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Genuine Christians who are alive at that time will have been protected through 3.5 years here on earth in the wilderness, as it tells us in Revelation 12, verse 14. Those faithful Christians who are alive will join the faithful saints who died, starting with faithful Abel, mentioned in Hebrews 11, verse 4, as well as the patriarchs, apostles, and prophets. The resurrected saints will join Christ on the sea of glass in heaven for the marriage of the Lamb. The Apostle John sees them in vision, as you read in Revelation 15, verse 2. Christians are admonished to prepare for that awesome wedding in the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. We read the inspiring announcement in Revelation 19 and verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. The glorified saints will dwell with Christ and God the Father for the 9-day period between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement, then return to earth with the King of Kings to conquer the nations and establish the kingdom of God on earth. Revelation, the 19th chapter, describes Christ's powerful return to the earth with the saints. The Apostle John writes in Revelation 19 and verse 11, Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Yes, the conquering king will vanquish the combined military power of all the nations that have turned from fighting themselves to fighting this invader from outer space. Verse 14, And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Remember, we read earlier that the year-long day of the Lord will be the time of God's judgment on our rebellious nations. As it states in Revelation 6 and verse 17, "For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" Continuing in Revelation 19, we see confirmed the glorious ruling authority of the coming ruler of planet Earth. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's verse 16. He is the conquering king. Yes, who is able to stand? Who will fight against Christ at his coming? Revelation 17 gives us more details. The revived Roman Empire with its 10 kings or kingdoms will use all its military strength to resist the conquering king. Revelation 17 verse 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are our one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Yes, the Lamb, Jesus Christ, will overcome them. He will conquer them. And who will be with our Savior? The armies in heaven, we just read about in Revelation 19, verse 14, will be with him. Those who are called, chosen, and faithful. That may include you, my friends, if you become a faithful and genuine Christian. How can we prepare for these dramatic events, some of which are building to a climax right now? We'll discuss that in the next part of the program. I'd first like to offer you this amazing, inspiring free study guide, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This booklet is free of charge. Just call the number on the screen or order online at our website, twtv.org/signs. Will you be taken by surprise? Or will you be able to identify the prophetic signs that are even now beginning to intensify? Listen to these signs from your free study guide. Wars, violence, and lawlessness. Earthquakes and other natural catastrophes. The rise of an aggressive fundamentalist Islamic power. An ascendant European Union seeks global primacy. A powerful religious figure leads a religious revival and the abomination of desolation. My friends, you need to watch and pray always. This free booklet will help you in your Bible study and in your vital preparation for the second coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So pick up the telephone right now and order your free copy. You can also order your free exciting booklet on our website at twtv.org/signs.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/signs.
We've seen that the conquering king will come for the saints at the last trumpet. The saints, resurrected to immortality, will join Christ in the heavenly wedding. And we've seen that they will come back to earth with him to defeat his enemies at the Battle of Armageddon. The resurrected saints will rule in the kingdom as kings and priests here on earth, as we read in the Song of the Saints, Revelation 5, verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Will you be one of those resurrected Christians? My friends, we need to urgently prepare for the coming kingdom. How should we prepare? First, we need to fervently pray for the kingdom to come. Jesus gave us the model prayer in Matthew 6. He taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. That's Matthew 6, verses 9 and 10. My friends, if God's kingdom has not come, there will be no life left on earth. As Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 22, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And we also sigh and cry for the abominations flooding our cities and the world. The prophet Ezekiel reveals just who will be spared from the great tribulation. God will spare those who will not join our wicked world. God will protect those who cry and sigh for the evils and wickedness in our countries. He tells an angelic being to put a mark on them for protection. Ezekiel 9 and verse 4. Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of men who sigh and cry over the abominations that are done within it. All the wicked and their families are destroyed. But God tells his servant, do not come near anyone on whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. That's verse 6. Do you cry and sigh for all the abominations in your country? Tomorrow's world is striving to fulfill God's instruction in Isaiah 58 and verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. I hope you've seen Mr. Wallace Smith's program, The War Against Normal, and Mr. Gerald Weston's program, Political Correctness, A Sinister Deception. You can access these programs on our website, tomorrowsworld.org. We all need to seek God's kingdom and God's way of life and do what is good and righteous. Jesus told us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's Matthew 6, verse 33. What else must you do to prepare for the coming kingdom of God and the coming of the conquering king? What did Jesus tell his servants to do several times? He concluded the parable of the 10 virgins with this admonition. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Matthew 25, verse 13. Luke 21, verse 34 also emphasizes the importance of watching. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. What should you watch for? We've already mentioned key prophetic milestones. Our free study guide gives 14 signs to watch for. Be sure to request your free copy at twtv.org/signs. What specific signs should you be watching for? In A.D. 70, the Jerusalem church escaped the Roman capture and desolation of the city. They followed Christ's instructions in Matthew 24, verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. We need to watch for an end-time abomination of desolation. The Apostle Paul warns of a great false prophet who will stand in the holy place. Let's read that in 2 Thessalonians 2. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, the Apostle Paul writes, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This end-time false prophet will cause the future animal sacrifices to cease. Let's realize that the Jews have not offered animal sacrifices since A.D. 70, when the Romans destroyed the Second Temple in Jerusalem. And for the end-time sacrifices to be stopped eventually, they need to begin. My friends, you need to know the signs announcing Christ's return. We'll focus on one more sign in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this free vital study guide entitled 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This booklet will give you the biblical signs and trends leading up to the second coming. Listen to these signs. A crisis strikes Jerusalem, the abomination of desolation, heavenly signs of the day of the Lord. This informative free booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, will help you in your study of the Bible and Bible prophecy. You need to know your future. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Just ask for the study guide on the 14 signs. You can also order the study guide on our website at twtv.org/signs, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/signs. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/signs.
On today's program, we've seen the awesome power that Jesus Christ will pour out on the rebellious nations that fight him at his coming. As we read in Matthew 24, verse 30, Jesus Christ will return to this earth with power and great glory. You need to prepare for that great event. We cited one major sign to watch for, the end time abomination of desolation Jesus warned us about in Matthew 24, verse 15. The prophet Daniel also tells us this sign will occur just 1,290 days before Christ's second coming, Daniel 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Watch for animal sacrifices offered once again in Jerusalem. When that happens, you will know we are entering the last phase leading up to the return of Christ. To summarize, watch for sign number one. Watch for the offering of animal sacrifices once again in Jerusalem. And number two, the abomination of desolation to be set up in the holy place. The greatest event in world history is prophesied to come soon. Jesus Christ will come to save our world from cosmicide and total oblivion. He's called us to prepare for the kingdom, to pray for the kingdom, and watch the prophetic signs of the times. You need to know those prophetic signs your Bible plainly reveals. Be sure to request our free study guide, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. My friends, you need to study your Bible and confirm the truth and the good news of God's coming kingdom. Thank God that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the conquering King, is coming soon. Be sure to follow Christ's admonition in Luke 21, verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/signs. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God. Thank you.